Ruth's faithfulness. Naomi was all alone in a country that was far from her home. Many years ago, because of a famine, she and her family had to leave their own land and move to another country. In this faraway place, her husband died. Her two sons got married, but then they also died. Naomi was very sad and decided to go back to her own country. But even there, without her husband and sons to take care of her, Naomi's life would be very hard. As she was leaving, her two daughters-in-law wanted to go with her. But Naomi told them to go back home and get married again. She knew it would be very hard for them if they left their own people. But Naomi's daughter-in-law Ruth held her very tightly and refused to leave her. She said to Naomi, "Your people will be my people, and your God will be my God." So Ruth went with Naomi. They walked and walked and walked until finally they came to Bethlehem. Bethlehem was Naomi's hometown. It was harvest time, so Ruth went out to one of the fields to find some grain to make bread. She walked behind the workers who harvested the grain and picked up the stalks that they had left on the ground. While Ruth was gathering grain, the man who owned the field arrived. His name was Boaz. He knew that Ruth came to Bethlehem with Naomi. He knew that Ruth left her own land and people to stay with her mother-in-law and care for her. So he showed kindness to Ruth. He gave her something to eat. He also gave her lots of grain. He said, "Please, come back to my field as often as you like. When you get thirsty, drink from the water I put here for my workers." Ruth went back home and shared her food with Naomi. Naomi asked her, "Whose field did you work in today?" Ruth answered, "I worked in Boaz's field." When Naomi heard this, she was very happy. She said, "Boaz is one of our relatives. May God bless him for being so kind to us." Boaz continued to show kindness to Ruth and Naomi. He let Ruth come back to his field during the rest of the harvest and gave her lots of grain. Boaz was amazed at how loyal and kind Ruth was to her mother-in-law. He decided to marry Ruth so that he could always provide for her and Naomi and keep them safe. In time, Boaz and Ruth had a baby boy. Naomi was so happy. All the women said to her, "Your daughter-in-law Ruth loves you. She is more valuable to you than 7 sons. And the women called the boy Obed, which means servant, because Obed would be like a son to Naomi, helping her and taking care of her as she grew older. Many years later, Obed's grandson David became a great king. And then, many more years later, David's descendant, Jesus the Messiah, was born. What amazing things happened because Ruth was loyal and kind. Proverbs 3:3-4. Never let loyalty and kindness leave you. Tie them around your neck as a reminder. Write them deep within your heart. Then you will find favor with both God and people, and you will earn a good reputation.